from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Friday the 10th of December. Australian kids aged between 5 and 11 can start getting COVID vaccinations in a matter of weeks. Regulators have given the green light for the jabs to be administered from January 11. Australia is one of the first countries in the world after the US and Canada to approve vaccinations for children in that age bracket. In other news, a shocking new report has revealed that nearly 4 kids a day are being sexually, physically or mentally abused while in care in Australia. There were almost 1,500 cases of abuse in the last financial year that were recorded or proven. Around a third of the children suffered physical abuse, 28% suffered emotional abuse and 21% were sexually abused. This is the first time the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare has released figures on how many kids are abused while in the care of a foster family, residential care or relatives. Moving on, Gladys Berejiklian is set to announce today that she won't be making a return to politics. The former New South Wales Premier, who resigned in September, was being encouraged by senior Liberal figures to run in next year's federal election. It's believed Ms. Berejiklian will take up a role in the private sector instead. Overseas, China has warned Western nations that they will pay the price for a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. So far, the US, Australia, Britain and Canada have all said that they won't be sending any officials but will allow their athletes to compete. The move is in response to alleged human rights abuses by China. A Chinese official said the use of the Olympic platform for political manipulation is unpopular and self-isolating. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
Kyle Sanderlands is taking police to court after they rejected his application to buy a gun. The KISS FM star has a handgun license, but police won't let him buy a pistol and a rifle because they don't consider him to be a fit and proper person to own a weapon. Sanderlands has launched proceedings before the New South Wales Civil and Administrative Tribunal and is seeking a review of the decision. And finally, Sex and the City fans around the world were shocked last night when they watched the first episode of the reboot called And Just Like That. A major character was killed off during the episode, leaving longtime fans stunned. The show is available to stream in Australia on Binge. Well, that's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Park Lee Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.